Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. President Biden arriving in Israel amid rising tensions in Israel's war with Hamas and that blast at a hospital in Gaza. Sitting down with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the president said,
I was deeply saddened and outraged by the explosion at the hospital in Gaza yesterday. And based on what I've seen, it appears as though it was done by the other team, not you. But there's a lot of people out there not sure. So we've got to overcome a lot of things.
The Israeli military insisting the blast was caused by a failed rocket launched by another militant group, Islamic Jihad. ABC's Mary Alice Parks.
The White House says that the president is going to try to personally impress upon Netanyahu how important it is to get humanitarian aid into Gaza and get innocent people out. But there are no guarantees. Politically, it is a major risk.
This is ABC News. It's an old joke. There's an app for that. But now researchers say they're working on a way to put an app to work in diagnosing autism. ABC's Andrea Fujii.
Doctors say early detection is key for treatment. And usually that means parents filling out a questionnaire at a child's two-year checkup. But experts say those questionnaires can miss important signs and aren't as effective in girls or ethnic minorities. So researchers at Duke University are developing an app they say can more quickly and accurately diagnose autism. The app takes fewer than 10 minutes to administer and includes a series of prompts and videos for kids to respond to. According to the CDC, about 3% of children have been identified with autism spectrum disorder, with boys 4 times more likely than girls to be diagnosed.
More kids in California will be learning to write cursive. The governor signing a law requiring that it be taught through 6th grade. Researchers say cursive can activate different parts of a child's brain. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Hey folks, you're invited to the Big Pink Ribbon event coming to the Phillips Presbyterian Church, sponsored by the Health Alliance of Praise County, on Thursday, October 26th. It starts at 6 p.m. with a catered dinner, then at 7 p.m., presentation with guest speaker Ann Jan, the Hat Lady. Be prepared to be entertained as Ann provides her audience with a unique look at history through the use of women's clothing in a fun way that'll keep you laughing. She also enjoys sharing her knowledge of Czech culture and heritage. The cost is $12 per person. Mail your registration to HAOPC, P.O. Box 76, Phillips, Wisconsin, 54555. Or call for more information at 715-339-2415.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Aylin. A $545 million package to fund improvements at American Family Field passed the Assembly Tuesday, raises taxes on players and staff who pass through AmFam Field, requires Milwaukee City and County to pay more to upkeep the park. Oshkosh Democrat Lori Palmieri said the taxpayer support for the Brewers comes amid layoffs for EW Oshkosh.
How do I tell 300 people that the funds necessary are there to help a business worth $1.6 billion with a principal owner worth $700 million?
Speaker Robin Voss says it's a good deal for the state.
The deal we have before us has no new taxes in it whatsoever. It actually has a tax reduction for every community in the state that has a sales tax.
It's unclear when the plan will go to the Senate. It's also unclear if Republican changes to the deal will satisfy Governor Tony Evers, the Weaver said on Tuesday, the deal needs to get done. State Senate Republicans have passed a special session bill that includes support for families paying for child care.
The centerpiece of this Republican package is a $2 billion tax cut. An average family with two kids would get a $6,000 tax break. The average tax filer would get $600. Assembly Republicans have their own workforce and child care proposals, so it's not clear what we'll get to Governor Tony Evers. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The man charged with brutally attacking a UW-Madison student in September has pleaded not guilty to all charges. Brandon Thompson is facing several felony charges, including first-degree sexual assault, great bodily harm, first-degree reckless injury, and strangulation and suffocation. The victim of the attack suffered life-threatening injuries, including missing teeth, swollen shut eyes, and a broken jaw. Thompson returns to Dane County Court in December for a pretrial conference.
My therapist had told me that I needed to go to AA meetings, but I wasn't sure whether I wanted to go because I didn't want to be an alcoholic. That was not what I wanted to grow up and be. I didn't want to go to AA, but I did, and it wasn't what I expected by any means. It was friendly. I could feel it. I mean, I could feel the happiness. It's really great.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
A number of local universities of Wisconsin branches will be closing.
University's President Jay Rothman announced on Tuesday that in-person instruction will end at UW-Milwaukee, Washington County, and UW-Oshkosh, Fond du Lac. UW-Platteville, Richmond will be shutting down completely. The closures are set for June of next year. Rothman says declining enrollment at the branch campuses made the closures necessary and that student experience has been suffering. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And driver's education will become more accessible to Wisconsin teens. The Wisconsin Assembly voted Tuesday to pass a bill providing free driver's ed grants to teens who qualify for free or reduced lunch at school. Many Wisconsin families can't afford private driver's education programs for their teens. State already set aside $6 million of money from industry fees paid to the state by Wisconsin insurance providers to fund the program. The bill now moves to the Wisconsin Senate for approval. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
There are no funeral notices for today. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs, so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Football season is back, and no matter which home team you root for, there's one thing everyone in the Midwest can agree on. If you're tailgating or grilling at home, nothing beats a freshly baked Village Hearth bun. An old-fashioned hot dog bun is the perfect accompaniment for a brat or a hot dog and all the toppings your little heart desires. And for the best burgers, you just can't beat the Village Hearth classic bun. So head to the store and pick up some Village Hearth buns. The weekend is almost here.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, look for partly to mostly cloudy conditions with scattered showers developing, those high temperatures working up into the mid-50s. Upper winds out of the southeast at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Showers then more likely for tonight, dropping back to 45. Scattered showers still in the forecast for Thursday up to 53. Friday, a dry start to the day, but a chance for some afternoon showers developing, a high of 54. Saturday, lingering slight chance for a shower through midday, upper 40s. And for Sunday, staying dry, 47. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 46.
It's time once again to check in with Northwoods Realty for today's neighborhood news.
Northwoods Realty, this is Carrie. How can I help you?
Hi, Carrie. Joel here at the radio station. How are we doing today?
Good, Joel. How are you?
Great, great, great. We're looking for some neighborhood news today. Carrie, what do you have to share with us today?
Oh, alrighty. It's been a crazy year. We've added more than 20 new rentals to the vacation rental program and have even more coming soon. Condos and cabins on water, an adorable farmhouse on acreage, Long Lake, Schnur Lake, a couple east of Park Falls, a few west of Phillips, and even one up in Ashland just a few minutes away from the Shawamigan Bay. We have plenty of places on beautiful, crisp snowmobile trails to get ready for a winter trip, and it's never too early to plan for next summer's vacation, too. Visit upnorthvacationlodging.com to see all of our current inventory and book any cabin right online. And if anyone has any questions, Joel, they can reach me here at the Northwoods Realty and Property Management Office. I'm happy to help.
Very good. We'll check in again later, Carrie, for more neighborhood news. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Joel. You too.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Are you looking for someplace fun and exciting to go to? Then set your sights to Cave of the Mounds in southwest Wisconsin. This geologic wonder is a comfortable 50 degrees year-round with stunning and colorful displays of underground crystal formations. For something even more spectacular, visit Cave of the Mounds for one of the many guided specialty tours, like the Blacklight Tour. It's a one-of-a-kind experience to watch the cave glow or visit during their many events and lectures this summer. Go to the Cave of the Mounds website for more information.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. Major League Baseball, Kyle Schwarber hit two of Philadelphia's three solo homers off Merrill Kelly, and the Phillies pounded the Arizona Diamondbacks 10-0 for a 2-0 lead in the National League Championship Series. Trey Turner also connected as Philadelphia improved to 7-1 in the playoffs, moving closer to a second straight World Series appearance. Aaron Nola tossed three-hit ball and struck out 7 in 6 innings. Game 3 is Thursday at Chase Field. Elsewhere, Max Scherzer is getting back on the mound for the Texas Rangers with a chance to put them up 3-0 in the American League Championship Series against the Houston Astros. In the NHL last night, winners included Minnesota, Philadelphia, the New York Islanders, Buffalo, Los Angeles, Edmonton, Colorado, Carolina, and Vegas. This is SRN Sports. NBA news, an embattled former first-round pick is set to be released after being traded.
Kevin Porter Jr.'s time with the Houston Rockets is over after the team agreed Tuesday to trade him and a pair of second-round draft picks to the Oklahoma City Thunder, according to an AP source. Porter Jr. will be waived immediately by the Thunder once the trade gets league approval, per source. The 23-year-old former first-round pick was arrested after an alleged attack on his girlfriend, former WNBA player Kaiser Gondra, in a New York City hotel room September 11th. The Rockets will also receive Victor Oladipo and Jeremiah Robinson Earl as part of the trade. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
In NFL news, Aaron Rodgers acknowledges he's ahead of schedule with his recovery from surgery to repair his torn left Achilles tendon, but he's still not ready to put a timetable on when he'll be able to play again. This is SRN Sports.
The Phillies are just two wins away from advancing to the World Series for the second straight year. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Kyle Schwarber hit two of the Phillies' three solo home runs in a 10-0 rout of Arizona in the NLCS last night.
You know, try to be great situational hitting. That's the story of the postseason. And if we all embrace that like we are right now, good things can happen for us.
Trey Turner also homered for the Phillies. Aaron Nola, he fired six shutout innings for the win. Game three of the ALCS is tonight in Arlington. Texas Rangers have a 2-0 series lead on the Houston Astros. Packers have added some depth to their running back room. They signed James Robinson to the practice squad yesterday. He spent three seasons with the Jaguars after joining the team as an undrafted free agent in 2020. He ran for over 1,000 yards and had nearly 350 receiving yards to go with 10 total touchdowns in his rookie year. The Packers back to work today. They'll face the Broncos in Denver on Sunday. Braden Locke continues to get ready for his first collegiate start with the Badgers as they take on Illinois on Saturday. Locke took over partway through last week's loss to Iowa after Tanner Mordecai went down with a broken hand. The Badgers have struggled offensively, and Locke says they've got to figure this one out together.
If one guy's not doing their job, then that's going to hurt the outcome, and then we've got to find a way to just put it all together. We've seen glimpses of it at times, but we have to go out there and find a way to play a complete football game, and that's the emphasis in every single room, and that's what we're going to try to do on Saturday.
Bucks blown out by Oklahoma City, 124-101 in preseason action last night. Malik Beasley led all scorers with 20 points. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 18 points and 10 rebounds. And coming off a 22-win season a year ago, Bart Lundy's UW-Milwaukee Panthers have been picked to finish second in the Horizon League this season. In a poll of the league's coaches, sports information directors, and media members, Green Bay earning all 11 first-place votes and a preseason favorite to win the women's championship. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And a check of some area sports notes. We had tournament volleyball action going on last night, and last night the Butternut Midgets came away victorious for their first regional game against LCO, winning 25-9, 25-14, and 25-10. Leaders for Butternut were Kendra Pritzel. She had she led in kills. Ivy Popowski and Jersey Polinchek led in assists. Jersey and Kendra also in ace services. The Midgets will now host Luck on Thursday. Home game for Butternut on Thursday, as Luck was a winner yesterday. The five-seeded Luck Cardinals, they beat Birchwood at home 3-0. Mercer, the number one seed, now knows that they will play Hurley. Hurley, the eighth seed at home, topped Mellon last night. It took four games in the best of five for Hurley to advance on. So Hurley at Mercer on Thursday. Luck travels to Butternut. Drummond gets a win at home. Three-seeded Drummond defeats Solon Springs. They now will take on South Shore. South Shore at home, sixth seed, beating Northwood. In other action in Division 4, Winter, the seventh seed at home, they fall to Siren. Siren defeats Winter. It took 5 games, including the 15-10 final in the fifth and final game of that match. So it was Siren advancing on with a win over Winter, and Frederick advanced on also to challenge Siren coming up tomorrow. Prentice, they're in a different sectional. They had a bye, so they now know that they will play Owen Withy, the 8-seeded Owen Withy, winning at home last night to advance on. So Owen Withy at Prentice on Thursday. Rib Lake advances with a win, 6th seed at home, a winner over Flambeau. Rib Lake now will travel to take on Turtle Lake. In Division 3, it was the Phillips Loggers at home last night, defeating Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser 25-12, 25-11 and 25-19. So Phillips now will travel to Grantsburg, the four seed, on Thursday for the regional semifinal. The winner of that will get the winner of St. Croix Falls, the one seed, playing host to Shell Lake. Webster, the three seed at home. They beat Glenwood City to advance on. Unity will be their next opponent. They hosted and beat Boyceville last night. It was Cameron, the seven seed at home, topping Ladysmith to advance on. And it was Barron, as Shawamigan traveled to Barron last night. Barron winning on their home court 25-3, 25-8, and 25-9. And Barron advances on to the next level. And in Division II, Antigo with a winner over Medford to advance on. So Antigo now travels to take on Shawano on Thursday. It was Merrill getting the win over Menominee Falls. And Waupaca tops Clintonville. Other Division II action had Tomahawk, the number six seed at home, beating Rhinelander, the 11 seed, 3-0. Tomahawk advances on to take on Mosinee. Mosinee a winner over Marinette. Lakeland a winner last night, 7-seeded over Minocqua. Lakeland wins their match 25-14, 25-11, and 25-22. So the T-Birds, now the 7-seed, will travel to take on Oconto Falls on Thursday. And that is a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
I love going to the grocery store. Those free samples. It's always a little awkward after you have the free sample. You're like, ooh, sausage, yeah, all right. Well, see ya, sucker. Because you kind of act like you're going to get a case of it. Well, this would be good for a party now, wouldn't it? Yeah. Nah. Gotcha. When did we have to become members of all these grocery stores? Are you a member of our secret club? I'm just getting Doritos. Well, that'll be $4,000. Or you can join our club. I can't come to a lot of meetings. But I guess I'll join. I do feel guilty at checkout when they're bagging my groceries. Talk about feeling lazy. Hey, thanks for putting my groceries in my bag. Yeah, I could help, but I'll just watch. I'm exhausted from picking that crap out. You want to come home and watch me eat them? I'm looking for a buddy. This guy talks a lot about food.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I love you guys.
That was the best show ever. I listen to it every morning.
We're having fun.
98Q Country.
A few days before he turned 80, he was sitting out back in a rocker. He said, what you been up to lately? I told him, chasing a dollar. And in between sips of coffee, he poured this wisdom out. Said, if you want my 2 cents on making a dollar count, buy dirt, find the one you can't live without. Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground. Do what you love, but call it work. Throw a little money in the plate at church. Send your prayers up and your roots down deep. Add a few limbs to your family tree. And watch their pencil marks in the grass in the yard all grow up. Cause the truth about it is, it all goes by real quick. You can't buy happiness, but you can buy dirt.
Before you get caught on that ladder, let me tell you what it's all about. Find you a few things that matter, that you can put a fence around. And then he laid it out. Buy dirt, find the one you can't live without. Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground. Do what you love, but call it work. And throw a little money in the plate at church. Send your prayers up and your roots down deep. And add a few limbs to your family tree. And watch their pencil marks in the grass in the yard all grow up. Cause the truth about it is, it all goes by real quick. You can't buy happiness, but you can buy dirt.
You can buy dirt.
Thank the good Lord for it, cause he ain't making any more
So buy dirt.
Find the one you can't live without.
Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground.
Do what you love, but call it work. And throw a little money in the plated church. And send your prayers up and your roots down deep. Add a few limbs to your family tree. Watch their pencil marks in the grass in the yard. Let it all grow up. Cause the truth about it is, it all goes by real quick. You can't buy happiness, but you can buy dirt.
You're not sure that you love me, but you're not sure enough to let me go. Baby, it ain't fair, you know, to just keep me hanging round. You say you don't wanna hurt me, don't wanna see my tears. So why are you still standing here just watching me drown? And it's alright, yeah, I'll be fine, don't worry.
Taught me how to dream. Well, I went to California and I had me a band, and we played in all the bars in all the southern lands. We played all night and we drank for free, all of my boys and me.
Abbott and to my Costello, and you are the fruit to my loom. Red Solo Cup, you're more than just plastic. You're more than amazing. You're more than fantastic. And believe me that I'm not the least bit sarcastic when I look at you and say, Red Solo Cup, you're not just a cup.
No.
You're my friend.
Lifelong.
Thank you for being my friend.
Red Solo Cup.
It did warm up to 58 yesterday, but it didn't happen until like 3:30 in the afternoon. It was a really late warm-up yesterday. Today's high should be 57. A lot of cloud cover, maybe a couple of scattered showers here and there. Temperatures shouldn't hang in the 50s, and I think you're going to appreciate that in a week or so because we're going to get to some more realistic fall high temperatures as we get later next week and into that Halloween weekend. But temperatures for the foreseeable future between now and the next week, probably at least 50. We'll take that. I saw a year ago there was a foot of snow up in Ironwood and Hurley area. So we forget sometimes about that really early snow. And we have to be very thankful. We don't need it yet. We want, most of us, not you, most of us want the snow, but it doesn't do anybody any good to get it this early. Just wait a little bit. Can't open any snowmobile trails till after the deer hunting season anyway, so let's just don't get excited about it here. We'll get some other folks in here. I had one of those nights. You ever have one of those days where you wake up in the morning and you slept wrong? And I am very fortunate. I usually sleep pretty good at night. But I had one of those where I woke up at like 4:30 this morning and something wasn't right, and it just kind of you get that pain down the side of your neck and it causes a little headache on the one. Just one of those. It's not, I'm functionable. Thanks for asking. I'm functionable, but I'll be happy to get Austin in here and Gray and Big G. We'll do some shopping show. We'll do some other stuff because I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm not used to being, I wake up in the morning. It's like, ooh, what was that? I don't take an Aleve very often, but I did this morning just to take a little bit of that edge off. Not that I know you deer hunters Roundup people, you're already tuned in and I can hear what you're saying. Joe, chase that with a little bit of, no, I can do that today. We'll be all right though. We'll do some shopping show today because we're going to be a little spotty tomorrow and Friday as far as, and I will not be here on Friday, so get those birthdays and anniversaries in. We'll do the birthday cake drawing courtesy of the Super One Bakery Department. We'll do that on Monday this week. No Mike Clemens this week. We usually talk with him every week, but he is on his way to Denver early tomorrow morning, and I'm gone Friday, so Packers will win that. I mean, that's an easy win, right? At Denver, we don't even need to talk about it. We don't even need to. Right. Easy win in the NFL. There's no such thing. It really doesn't matter who you're playing or where you're playing them. It can all happen. Congrats to our area volleyball teams that advanced on last night. Phillips got through. Rib Lake got through. Butternut got through. Butternut has another home game. Butternut fans, get on down there to the Butternut gym Thursday night, tomorrow night, 7:00, and cheer on the Butternut girls. They're trying to win that one and get to the regional championship game, which would be Saturday. Most likely it would be a road game Saturday, but you never know. Never know. See who wins on the other side there. So congrats to our area volleyball teams on their victories. And moving on, cross-country sectionals will be run Friday, Saturday, getting ready for state cross-country next week. So we wish the best to our area cross-country athletes also. Football playoffs, we're hoping that we can that the 8-man format will adjust enough to allow our area 8-man teams into the playoffs, but not yet. So playoff football is not really a big thing here. We've got a few teams, got Lakeland in the football playoffs. They'll start on Friday night, and some other regional teams. But as far as our local teams, a real nice season for Coach Precor and the Loggers as they won a conference championship again. And both teams in action Friday night, as Phillips will be at home. Shawamigan will be at home Friday night to wrap up the football season. We'll have them for you. Phillips right here on 98Q and Shawamigan over on our sister station on 103.1. Keep an eye on our Lord's Covered Food Pantry fundraiser. We had a lot of fun with this last year, and we're doing it again this year. We got already just a ton of donated prizes. I met with some of the board members yesterday, and we have more coming in. And there's some things that I have to update here this morning on there. So these are all the items we list in our 98QCountry.com webpage. Click on Lord's Covered Food Pantry. All that will be available for bid and purchase on Friday the 27th, a week from Friday. Last year, we raised over $8,000 for our local food pantry, and we're hoping to do at least that this year. And there's always some businesses that are approached to, to be a part of this fundraiser, and they just give a donation. Hammerstrom's Auto Body, thank you for your $100 cash donation. Restore You, Restore You North, $150 donation for the food pantry to help out those who are food challenged and, you know, just helping people through some, maybe some difficult times, whatever's going on. The food pantry, I was talking with Pastor Gwen the other day. We established that the food pantry itself has been around for a long time, 30, 40, maybe more years than that. Lord's Cupboard itself, you know, close to that. It's just been a staple of the community just as a support system for those in their time of need. So continues to do that every Saturday, and we're going to support them with a fundraiser, our second annual, a week from Friday, the 27th. Keep an eye on that 98QCountry.com Lord's Cupboard page, because there's more items coming in, and we'll update it as they roll in. 8 o'clock hour, Reality Radio. We have a special, Kyle Cronin, our district administrator for the Shawamigan Schools, is going to stop by, because they have a very special community event coming up next week that he wanted to come in and talk about. And I believe Missy from the Park Falls Chamber is also going to make an appearance in the 9 o'clock hour. That may be a surprise to her, but she it's what Big G told me yesterday anyway. And Big G will be here. Gray will be here. Austin. Oh, bunch of people to cover for me this morning coming up. Reality Radio at about 8:15.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Bring smiles to all when shopping online with Dell Technologies Gift Guide. Whether it's for the artist, the entrepreneur, the student, or the streamer, you'll find the perfect gift for everyone on your list. Dell.com/giftguide makes gifting easy with a carefully curated selection of our best tech. Shop now to explore our innovative PCs like the XPS 13 laptop, powered by the latest Intel Core processors, plus this season's top accessories. Visit Dell.com/giftguide today to get a jump on your holiday gift list. That's Dell.com/giftguide.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. Wish Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training, plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at wiscaregiverscdcp.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries, make that payment, or write that check? If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, look for partly to mostly cloudy conditions with scattered showers developing, those high temperatures working up into the mid-50s. Clever winds out of the southeast at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Showers then more likely for tonight, dropping back to 45. Scattered showers still in the forecast for Thursday, up to 53. Friday, a dry start to the day, but a chance for some afternoon showers developing, a high of 54. Saturday, a lingering slight chance for a shower through midday, upper 40s. And for Sunday, staying dry, 47. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 46.
If I'm recommending my favorite radio station, it's because not only are they playing great music, but they have DJs on that are connecting to us as listeners.
Red Hot Country. Sounds like this.
I love it, and it's great.
98Q Country.
Fence carving on a hillside, cutting holes in the midday sun, like a postcard framed in a windshield covered in dust. love the rhythm of an old gray black tie. 33's just whistling by. Steer the wheel one-handed on a two-lane, hugging that line. I got the windows down, no one else around, singing.
Wall Street Wonder Boy sitting up north throwing darts Natchez and Savannah, Panama City, y'all, it sure looks pretty in the sunshine, getting Dixie fried. Get yourself some Rebel Pride.